All right, so if you're looking to create a cake business, I'm actually going to give you 10 steps to create a profitable cake business online, actually. And I'm going to tell you what I've learned from owning a bakery for years before I actually went online. And I'm going to show you those 10 steps right now. All right, so it is Damien from Marketing Food Online, and in this video, I'm going to give you some great tips on how to get your bakery, your cake business, actually up and running and doing it online. So that would actually increase your sales other than just selling locally, creating a website and having an online cake business and how that works. What are some of the ins and outs, the pros and cons, and some of the licensing and such? So let's dive right into it. And as always, if this is your first video, welcome to Marketing Food Online. We are YouTube's premier food entrepreneur channel. We have tons of resources, over 700 plus videos, websites at marketingfoodonline.com, and blog posts, and even a podcast to help you get your food business up and running. So let's dive into this on what are the steps to get a profitable cake business up online and on e-commerce. So number one, this may sound kind of funny, but it's actually odd that I'm going to mention this, but it's very true. Start with a recipe and your experience. And here's what I mean. There's a lot of people who have never done a cake business or even made a cake before, but they always had a desire to do a cake business or create a cake business, but they've never made cakes or they don't have recipes for them. So as odd as it sounds, start with a solid recipe and experience. So if you're wanting to, let's say even today, open a cake business and you've never really done it, but your passion is cake and you love cake, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But get some experience first. Even if you have to take a course or a class on how to make cakes professionally, do it. If it happens to be a culinary course locally, take it. If it's a baking course, take it. But if you've already been doing it and you've never done it as a business, starting with a solid book of recipes, some great experience that you have, and even potentially, hopefully, photos of what you've done, that's going to be a great starting point. Make sure you've got that down, okay? The next thing you need to think about, though, is once you've got that experience or those recipes, are you going to be making a preset style of cake that you're going to offer customers, or is it going to be customizable? Now, believe it or not, the more customizing that you offer your customers, the better off you are and the better off the chances of your business growing. So having the ability to offer a customer kind of what they look for in color, maybe a certain flavor in cake, maybe a certain design, you're going to be much better off than just simply making a cake and saying, look, this is what I offer, you can take it or leave it. Being flexible and customizable with a cake, you're going to be much more successful. Number two, where are you going to start? Now, a lot of cake businesses, believe it or not, just start from home, and they're starting local, and it's something that's completely legal to do. You can do that, yes. Almost every cottage food law in the entire country throughout each state allows cakes to be made and sold locally from their home. Of course, each state has a few variations as far as permits and what you can make as far as the dollar amount and so on. But all in all, cakes is something that's a safe bet when you start to create it from home. Now, if you don't want to do that and you've got the money too, you can rent a small kitchen. You can rent out a commercial kitchen and simply use the commercial kitchen as you need it for the different events or different orders that you get for your cake. Now, what would I recommend? As far as the cost is concerned, starting from home is always going to be the better bet. It's going to be the smaller investment because you're not having to put out money for the commercial kitchen. But let's go to number three before you start jumping up and down about this idea. Make sure that you've got the right licensing and permits, not only from the state, but you have, of course, a business license. And whether or not your state requires it, I would highly recommend you incorporate yourself. Okay, creating an LLC for your cake business is going to kind of mitigate and divert some of that responsibility and liability to your business, not to you personally. So if you're doing this as a hobby or something and you want to go professional, I would recommend creating an LLC and having some type of food business insurance too. Insurance policy for your food business. If someone were to get sick or have an allergic reaction, they can go after their business, not you personally, not your house and your car and so on. So make sure you separate yourself from your profession and you have your cake business separate, okay? Number four. So this one is really, really kind of interesting. It's something you probably never hear a lot about. Try to look into a commercial car insurance policy, a commercial insurance policy for your car, okay? An auto policy specifically set for commercial business. Why? Why is that important, Damien? Well, if you go around town in your car getting ingredients for your business, guess what? Your car is part of the business expense, and it's actually something that you can touch base on with your accountant and to find out how you can use your car and the miles you put on it the gas and everything else that you do that's associated with your business, that is a business expense. Okay. So if you get a insurance policy and you go online, you type in, you know, commercial car insurance policy, and you pick up from Geico or whoever it may be, State Farm, and you get yourself an insurance policy for your vehicle, that's something that can be also potentially written off as a deduction because it's a business expense. Now, again, if you're delivering this, what if you're delivering these cakes to events? If someone has a wedding and you're taking this beautiful cake and you're using your car, that's also a business expense because, again, it's being utilized for your business. So definitely look at this. It's kind of an odd thing to put in the list, but some people don't really think about it. Your vehicle can become a commercial vehicle because of the fact you're using it, okay? Number five, website. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can either build one yourself, tap into, you know, use Weebly, use Shopify, use GoDaddy, Wix. There's a variety of platforms that you can build a site on. Or if you don't, you can actually pay someone. I actually use Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And by the way, down below this video in the description section, I'll have a variety of other resources you can click on to and takes you to all of these different sites so you can follow up with these resources. But Fiverr.com is definitely a place you can go to get a website built for you, okay? And it may be just a couple $100 or even a few $100, and that would be a much easier way in a way that you won't have to spend the time to build one. But if you're wanting to build one yourself, do it. And you're going to save a lot of money, but it's going to take you a little bit more time. Number six, are you going to offer delivery or pickup? Kind of just briefly touched on that earlier about the car insurance back on number four. So if you're going to offer pickup, you're going to allow people to come to your home. Or if you're at obviously a retail location or some type of commercial setting, they can come there and pick it up. But if you're delivering it, spell that out. Let the customer know when they can deliver it, when you'll have it delivered to them so they know for sure. So that's, again, where the vehicle comes into play. And that is something that could be a tax deduction for you. Number seven. This is ultra important. Please listen to what I'm about to say. This is something that I've learned when I started my e-commerce business and I was sourcing ingredients. I always got almost everything from one website. That's not a good idea. You source your ingredients. If it's locally even, make sure you have multiple vendors for your sourcing. If you're sourcing flour, if it's even fondant, if it's cake decorations, if it's edible sugar, if it's sprinkles, whatever it is, make sure you have multiple vendors because one day one of them is going to be out of an item you need and you need to have a backup. So make sure you source your ingredients from a multitude of vendors. Don't rely on one person. Number eight, make sure you get your sales tax certificate from your state. If you're collecting sales tax and you have to obviously remit that and send it to the state, you need to have that. You need to get an EIN number, which is an employer identification number. That's for IRS purposes and such. So and anything as far as a license or permit, be on top of them. Normally, they're renewed every year. So annually, you're going to have a handful of different licenses and permits. You need to make sure that you have them, okay? Not just have them, but you stay on top of renewing them so you don't miss out, okay? Number nine, reach out to local coffee shops, cafes, restaurants, grocery stores, gourmet food stores, etc. Don't rely solely upon just doing events or birthday cake just for here and there or wedding cake here and there. Try to reach out to other retailers because you can grow your business locally by supplying either a restaurant with your cakes. Maybe it's a pie or what have you. But your cakes can be there. Your coffee shops, they use pies and they use slices of cake with their coffee, their teas. If it happens to be a grocery store, you can do that as well. Reach out to local businesses and don't be afraid to expand your business. Number 10, this is the most important part. Just get started. I say this in all my videos. A lot of times people have ideas to do things, but ideas don't make things happen. You got to take action. You got to do it. You have to make the effort. So just start. You're not going to have all the answers to your questions, I'll guarantee you. 12 years into my business, I'm still asking questions. There's always going to be something to learn. So be open to learning and don't hesitate to just simply get started, okay? One of the biggest hurdles that a lot of entrepreneurs face when they start a business is just that. Just start. You may not have all the money at first. That's fine. You're going to find the money. Resources will come to you. But if you don't get your business up and running and simply get it started, obviously you're never going to know what that could potentially be. Okay? So these are 10 steps to get your cake business up and running online and start a successful food business. And if you follow these steps, they'll give a great foundation to get you up and running and getting started. And as always, if this was helpful, please do let us know down below. Give us a big thumbs up. If you have questions about creating a profitable cake business online, as always, ask us the questions down below and we will be more than happy to get to them. And remember to check out our podcast. We'll have some more resources down in the description below for you. And we'll see you guys on our next video.
Thanks for watching Marketing Food Online. And if you are looking to create your own food truck, start a home-based food business under the cottage food law, franchise a food operation, start a packaged food business, private label your own food product, sell on Amazon, get your own online store, or sell food online, remember to subscribe and check out these videos for more resources. Take care.